When I avoid and judge people because of our differences, I cut myself off from many of life's glorious surprises. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. When I avoid and judge people because of our differences, I cut myself off from many of life's glorious surprises. Ha! How often have we walked away from something because we judged it as bad? What we want to do with all things in life is judge all things as good. But that's judging too. Yep. But at least you're on the right track. You're on the upper level. Okay. How do I judge people because of our similarities? Do I look at a person and say, huh, he's got the same coat that I have on. He's got the same attitude that I have. He's got the same conditions that I have. Or do we look at other people and say, oh, aren't they strange? They can swim the mile. They can run the mile. They can leap over the highest buildings. They're Superman. They're wonderful. And I wish I could be like that. That's judging too, you know. That's judging too. If we start saying, and I use this old hat term again and again and again, because maybe one day it'll be just normal within everybody, I like me and all is in divine order. I look around me and I like me, so naturally my eyes are looking with the eyes of joy and peace and harmony and love and goodness, and all is in divine order. There's nothing for me to change. There's nothing for me to improve. There's nothing for me to upgrade. I merely live in the consciousness that all is in divine order. So, I look at my yard, and I say, oh my God, I got to rake that yard. I got to mow that lawn. I got to dig those flower beds. I got to straighten out these things, and I got to clip those bushes and trim those trees, and I got to take away the trash. And oh my goodness. Okay. Hey. Let's look at our yard like our dog would look at it. And our dog looks at the yard and he says, oh boy, there's a gopher hole. I'm going to gopher that hole and gopher that gopher. And he digs and digs and dirt flies everywhere. And he's having such a good time. And when he gets done, he looks at what he's done. And he says, I'm going to go for that another day. I've done enough for right now. And he goes off and plays somewhere else. And you look at it and you say, oh my goodness sakes, my lawn. Oh my goodness, dirt all over, and I'm going to have to do this and do that. Well, why don't you look with the eyes of the dog? And as you look with the eyes of the dog, you say, that's a beautiful gopher hole down there. And my dog was digging for that gopher and just having a ball. He never got him, but he just had a ball. And he just dug and dug and dug and dug. And his nose said, there's a gopher down there. There's a gopher down there. And he was just having fun. He did not look at the dirt and say, my goodness, have I made a mess out of this lawn? Is my master going to be unhappy with me? But what a terrible way to have to think, you know? He dug that hole and he said, is my master going to be proud of me? I dug this hole and I went down this far and I didn't get the gopher, but I did a good job at it. And my master is going to say, good boy, you are a good dog. You're always doing good things and you'll get that gopher one of these days and you'll do these things. And when you get them, then you'll put them aside and say, okay, now you dig another hole. I want to go after you another time because this is part of our game. This is part of our fun. And pretty soon the whole yard is dug up with gopher holes, and you say to yourself, wow, my dog has been having a good time. He has been having so much fun. And if you say, what a mess my yard is, I'm going to have to clean this all up, then you have created yourself a problem. Now, what you can do, if such is your choice, is to take your dog and dig a couple gopher holes for him in a separate part of your yard where he can dig and say, all right, this is where you dig. And you don't say, naughty boy, for digging somewhere else. You say, good boy, for digging here. Good boy, for digging here. Good boy. And then You keep all this digging in one area, and you can have a little bit of yard that you have to mow and bushes that you have to trim and things. But you see, the dog, he doesn't care about that. He only cares about being himself and having fun, getting out there and digging and running and jumping and playing. He says, come on, let's play, let's play, let's play. You don't have to write your books. You don't have to do your telephone answering. You don't have to do your proctoring. Come on, let's play, let's play, let's play. That's what he says all day long. You see, he doesn't judge me by our differences, that I'm in a human body and he's in a dog body. He'll jump up on me and put his paws on my arms, and he'll say, come on, let's play. And he'll touch me, and he will pat me. And when he gets done patting me, I look like the wreck of the Hesperus, blood dripping everywhere, because he has his rough paws and his claws. He's not wanting to hurt me. He wants to play. So I have to put on long sleeve shirt to play with him, and we have a good time. But I can also teach him not to jump up so much. But hey, what is the fun of not having him jump up and do these things? You say, well, that's not a well-trained dog. That's not a proper trained dog. He's not a kennel dog that we are going to be proud of. Well, maybe there's just a little too much of that kennel dog that we want to be proud of. Maybe there's just a little too much of that training. Oh, we train him to do certain things, but to have a child be under training all the time is not a pleasant thing. When a child wants to do something because he knows it is right, that's good. When a child wants to do something because he knows it's lots of fun, that's even better. When you and I do things because we're having a great time, that's great. But when we go around judging and deciding that a dog must follow in with the human pursuits, when we go around doing that, we take all the fun out of life. We take all the joy. So rather than do that, if you wish, teach your dog to dig in one area of the yard. Or even teach him to dig outside the yard when you go for a walk around the mountainside, like we do here, you know. And when you do that, teach him that, hey, I love you. And come to me and sit by me. And I take a walk with him, and I think, Rex, come here. And he comes walking over to me from wherever he may be in the bushes. And he sits down beside me, and he's like a great prince. And he's looking around at his countryside, all 104 acres surrounded by 100 million acres. He's just having the time of his life. And I am one with him. And then I say, I wonder what he sees out there. And I look through his eyes, and I listen through his ears, and I smell through his nose, and I think, wow, what an exciting world out there. All of those beautiful smells, all the beautiful places to go and run and jump and dig and do things. Wow, what a wonderful thing to be a dog. Oh, what a glorious surprise being a dog is. Well, this is what each of us can do, and this is what each of us do with our life. We go out and we do not judge the differences, but we look at the similarities and we play the game together, not just with a dog, but with people, with circumstances, with life, with all that is good and beautiful, with all that is delightful and thrilling. You can do that, and you can have a wonderful time. Go out and look for the glorious surprises that life has, that the differences that other people have bring to life. When people come to us from other nationalities, and they come to us with their own ways of thinking and doing things, it's like a great privilege. We were watching a movie the other night, and it was a movie about a wedding. And the wedding was a Polish wedding. And the man says, what is a Polish wedding if you don't have polkas? And very true. The people were dancing to other music and were enjoying it very thoroughly. But this fellow felt it wasn't a Polish wedding without a polka. And so he played the polka, and everyone danced the polka. You see, What are some of the glorious surprises in life? The glorious surprises in life are when we live and we see through the eyes of others, whether it's our dog, a cat, whether it's other people, whether it's dancing the polka at a Polish wedding, whether it is being loving and gentle and kind in a circumstance that we have had nothing to do with. If a person is feeling pain in their heart, we don't run over their heart and say, oh, that's stupid, you shouldn't do that. We say, hey, all is in divine order. Let go now and be at peace and be in wonderment. Let go now. Let go now. And we join with them in their wonderment. And we join with them as they become aware that they are peace, that they are joy, and they are fantastic. This is who you are and who I am, who we are. This is what life is all about. When I avoid and judge people because of our differences, I cut myself off from many of life's glorious surprises. Arf, arf, arf! As I barked like that, Rex lifted up his ears and looked over at me and he says, you're close, Dad, but you haven't quite got it. But I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.